An increasing number of young Ghanaians are risking their lives looking for better opportunities abroad. Although migration can mean an opportunity for a better life for many migrants around the world, undertaking such journeys without adequate preparation can bring disappointing results. Joining us on the line is the Chief of Mission at the International Organization for Migration, Sylvia Lopez Ekra, to tell us what the IOM is doing to stem the tide of illegal migration. Madam, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I hope I pronounce your name correctly.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Now, madam, what can you share with us? I don't have the statistics in front of me, but we know that Ghanaians are migrating here and there. What can you say about that? Some bring opportunities, others not good at all.
Okay, in terms of the statistics, I think you are correct when you're saying that you don't have anything, because it's actually very difficult accurate data because of the illicit nature of irregular migration. But we have some elements of evidence showing us that the numbers are significant. I'll give you an example. In 2011, during the first Libyan crisis, IOM supported the repatriation of close to 19,000 Ghanaians out of Libya. So that gives you an idea of the scope and of the flows of Ghanaians going to the Middle East and to Libya, North Africa, and trying to reach Europe. In terms of the irregular migrants themselves risking their lives, because that's the theme that IOM has picked for International Migrants Day this year, we are really focusing on the number of deaths. We don't know. It's difficult to know. But we know, for example, that in 2014 alone, migrants, Ghanaian migrants, were saved by the Italian Navy.
Yeah, hey, hello, madam, can you hear me?
Yes.
Right, so what are some of the challenges associated with illegal migration?
The main challenge is, first of all, in terms of the human rights of the migrants, because, as you can imagine, the smugglers have very little interest in protecting the rights of the migrants. So very often what we hear are stories of abuse and exploitation at the hands of the smugglers, but also at the hands of employers and the general public, because these migrants are very vulnerable.
Then lack of employment and poverty are the drivers of illegal migration. What can the IOM do to help tackle these problems? I know that you are not in government. You are an international organization. Nevertheless, I'm sure if you're able to help tackle the root cause of migration, it could help stem the tide. What do you have to do in that regard?
So one of the things that we are saying is that you need a comprehensive approach. You need to address many different things to make sure that we can really curb the trend. So one important aspect is raising awareness. And actually today for International Day, we are organizing an awareness-raising event in Sunyani, which is a city where a lot of those young migrants originate from. Yesterday we were in Coronza, and this afternoon in Accra we're also organizing an event. So raising awareness, telling them about the dangers of irregular migration to make sure that the misconceptions are addressed. But then we also have to support these young adolescent boys staying in school. One of the things that we see over and over again are stories of the young boys saying that they wanted to continue school after junior high school. The parents could not support them, so they decided to leave their rural communities and to try migration out of the country. So supporting them to stay in school would be an important element. And then the last one, as you said, is providing employment and livelihood opportunities. So altogether, government, IOM, development partners, I think there is a lot that we can do to recreate a sense in these migrants or aspiring migrants, a sense of trust in the fact that they can earn a decent living at home here in Ghana.